You'll forgive me if the topic is slightly tangential to the thrust of the sugya here, but it is definitely here. The Gemara tells us in Daf Ayin Tes, in the context of the story of the Gevonim, that in the aftermath of the events described here, there's a point in history in which there was an influx of Gerim, 150,000 to be precise. Tosas and Daf Kafdal and Beis, the Chachmei Sfarad deal with the question here, but Tosas deals with it in the Sugya of Nitan and Daf Kafdal, where the Mishnah there tells us that there is a problem of allowing a Nitan to be a Megayer, marry the person she is Nitan with. And then you have the Machlokas, which ends up in the Maskana that Kulam Gerim Heim, even if someone is Megayer for ulterior motives. And the situations in which we wouldn't be Megari some of the Chachila, but the Avid, if they were Megari Kul and Gerim Heim. And then the Gemara says in that discussion that in the time of David HaMelech, there was a reticence to accept Gerim, Lo Kibbe Gerim, Lo Bimei David, Lo Bimei Shlomo, because of a consideration that people were being Megari for ulterior motives, because of Shalcha Malachim, because it was good to be a Jew during that time. So Tos there is bothered first by certain specific examples, Itai Giti, Bas Paro. So that Tos says isn't of concern because there wasn't a motivation on Shechem Lachem. They already came from aristocracy and royalty. Avakasha, Dermina, Ba, Ariel, Arkamar, Da, Fain, Tes, Gabi, Maisi, the Givonim, Dibi, Mei, Dov, and Itos, who Gerim, Al, Yisrael, Kuf, Nun, Elef. So the Gemara here says that we made Dov and Shom, the word Mekaba, Gerim. The Gemara in Isaac and Da, Fain, Tes says there was an influx of 150,000, which was a significant number. The Ishlomar Dime Atma Nisgairu. They were Megayer on their own. The Gerus of these people, Bime David, was like the Gerus of the period of Mordechai Esther, where they were Megayer on their own. What does it mean Megayer on their own? Specifically means that they were Megayer. They Nisyahadim. They presented themselves as Jews. They acted as Jews, but they weren't actually Jewish. The Gaon spells it out in his Perush HaMegillah that Rabim and Me'aris Mitzyadim doesn't mean that they were Megayer through any halachic process. It means that they acted Jewish because it was an in thing to be Jewish, so they pretended to be Jewish. So Moshe Wolfson has in his Sfarim, he calls him a Sefer Teferes Shlomo, which I think is not the Pashup Shad, that Rabim Me'aris Me'aris Mitzyadim. The Amoratsim, the Jewish Amoratsim, Misyadim became Jewish, they became fro in the aftermath of the Nesil Purim. That's not the Pashup Shal, the Pasuk, I don't think. So Rabim Me'aris Misyadim, the way the Gaon spells it out, which I think also means over here, is that they acted Jewish. They wanted to be perceived as being Jewish, but they weren't actually Megayer. There were many people I've encountered, not many, but there are people I've encountered who present themselves as Jewish and have been fooling people for decades after Jewish, and they were never Megayer. They are 100% Goyim. So we do have people like that. Tosafot says we had 150,000 people like that. We made David, and we had Rabim people like that in the time of Mordechai Esther. So that's Tosafot over here. The Chachmei Sfarad here in our second Daf Ayin Tes, the Ritva and the Rashba pose a different teretz. We do from the Ritva. Hipshu Azal, the Har Mina Loki Blagem Lemi Dovlo Me Shlomo, the Tirtsu, the Halalu Bebezdin Had Yotos Nisgairu. That those people who are Megayer, Bime Dovlo Shlomo, the 150,000, they were Megayer Bebezdin Had Yotos. It wasn't with a rigorous Bezdin. It wasn't with a Tier 1 Bezdin. The Kaimalanda the Evakulam Gerim. And after all, we paskin with the chemi at the end of the second half of that, that for the Eved, even if you shouldn't be Megayer son of the Chachila, if you are Megayer, then they are valid Gerim, and therefore those who are Megayer are the best in Shel Yotos, even though the Hadyotos shouldn't have been Niskach to them, it is a good Geris. Then the Ritva says, Mustafa, the Kushim, Mekar Lassa, that the Kash doesn't really get off the ground. Doesn't mean that they were mekabel anyone. What it means that b'sam, if someone presented themselves for geiros, we were suspicious. But sometimes people presented themselves as being a legitimate Geri Tzedek, and those people, proper Bezdin was willing to be Megai, be made David Shlomo. But the first thing that Ritva and Rashba say, and they don't necessarily reject it as being correct, is that their Megai Bezdin shall had Yotos. The Rashba, when he says the same Torah, says, Ukadivre Harambam Zal. What does he mean by Ukadivre Harambam Zal? So he's referring, Machlokes Nosi Kelim, what the Rambam means, the puzzling Rambam. He's referring to the famous puzzling Rambam in Hilchas Yisiri Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, where the Rambam starts off by cautioning us in Halacha Yudalid, Al Yala Dakka Sheshimshon HaMashiach Yisrael, Shlomo Melech Yisrael, Shenikra Yedidya, Nosi Noshim Nochris, but Yusan, you shouldn't think, Chas V'Shalom, that these people marry non-Jewish women, but rather they were Megayer. Then Halacha Tesvav, Lefikach, Lo Kiblu Bezdin Gerim Kol Yimei David V'Shlomo. Bimei David Shema Min HaPachah Chazru, Bnei Shlomo Shema B'Shvel Malchus, Vatov and Dola Shahayu Ba Yisrael Chazru, Shekol HaChazru Min HaGoyim B'Shvel Dover Mehavla Ya'olam Eino Mi Gerei HaTzedek, V'Achal Pichein Hayu Gerim Harbei Misgai Bimei David V'Shlomo B'Fnei HaYotos. Despite the official reluctance to be Megayer people because of considerations of ulterior motives, nevertheless, many people were Nisgayer Bimei David Shlomo, Bifnei Hedyotos. V'hayu Bezdin HaGadol Choshishim Lehem, Lo Dochen Osan Acher Shetavlu, Mikal Makom Lo Mikarvin Osan Asher Tira Acher Isan. So, nevertheless, the Bezdin HaGadol, the official authority, was suspicious, and they wouldn't push away these Gerim, but they wouldn't be Makari them, as the Tira Acher Isan. And so first of all, you have to define what's this Hedyotos, Bifnei Hedyotos, and number two, what's this Lodochin Velo Makarvin, as the Tira Acher Isan. And then the Rambam Halacha Yitzayim, in more general terms, not referring to a historical period, Ger Shelo Badku Acher Avo Shelo Hodiyu HaMitzvos, V'Onshan Umal V'Tal Bifnei Shlosh Hedyotos, Harei Zager. If a ger wasn't properly investigated or wasn't informed about mitzvos, and we'll presume, like the Chacham Shlomo, which is the position of note, Bedas HaRambam, that there's a distinction between Hodas HaMitzvos and Kabbalah HaMitzvos, is a formal technical requirement of informing Gerim of the corpus of Torah, of mitzvos, and then there's a more fundamental, overarching requirement that they have to be Mekabel mitzvos, they have to accept to keep them. So the Rambam here is talking about Hadas HaMitzvos, that if a Bezdin didn't do the technical job of informing them of mitzvos, even though they may have accepted in principle to perform mitzvos as best as they know, and then there are Megayer in front of Hedyotos, Harei Zager, that is a valid Geris B'dievet, Afilu Nodesh HaMishvil Davar Hu Misgayer, even if it comes out after the fact that they were being Megayer for ulterior motives, Halu L'mal V'taval, bottom line, they went through the proper steps of Geirus, Yasim Achal Goyim, V'choshin Lo, Ashi Yisbar Sidkusa. Again, this language, that Choshishin, until we clarify what's really going on in the end. Okay, so as far as the first point of Hedyotos, the Magen Mishnah writes over here, what does the Rambam mean, Hedyotos? So the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is coming to answer the kasha that the Rishonim brought by Narsuga. On the one hand, the Gemara tells us that we were not Mekabel Gerim made of the Shlomo. On the other hand, we know that they were. How is the Rambam Yashiv the Stira? Mitoch kach bir Rabbeinu shebezdin hadyotos hayu megayir and asam uvidievek kulam gerim. It wasn't a official bezdin. The official bezdin was charged with not being megayir anyone at all. And there was a group of bezdin of hadyotos that were Megayer people, which was effective b'di'evet. Because the Mishnah is bothered with the Magen Mishnah's approach, both here in the Beis Yosef in the end of Siman Reis Samachas Yerodeya, So the Kazan Mishnah has a diuk, which you could argue with, that the Rambam doesn't say Bez in Shel Hadyotos, the Rambam says Hadyotos. So the Magen Mishnah says the Kazan Mishnah is assuming that there was a Bez in Shel Hadyotos. There were two levels of Batei Din. There were the official Batei Din under the auspices of the Bez in Hagadol that followed the official protocols, and then there were ad hoc Batei Din, but Bez in Shel Hadyotos that didn't follow those principles, but their activities were kosher. And the Kazan Mishnah says no. Dafka doesn't say Bez and Shel Hadyotos. He says Hadyotos. These were people who got together without any authority. Even worse than a Bez and Shel Hadyotos, and they were doing this on their own in a way that they should not have done. I mean, the Magen Mishnah seems to the way the Kazan Mishnah presents it. The Magen Mishnah left the possibility that maybe there was some allowance for the existence of Bez and Shel Hadyotos that would do these second tier Giyurim, and the Kazan Mishnah doesn't think that that is correct. So whether or not the tzaddik may be debatable, Rabbi Yathan in his footnotes on the Ritva is skeptical about this. He thinks that really everyone's saying the same thing. And there's the official Bez Din, and anyone short of the official Bez Din works, as we'll see. But that is a Bez Din Shel Hadyotos. So again, the two basic terusim here to the Kasher, Tosas and Daf Kavdalid, says that there wasn't really any Geirus here. It was the Rabbim Me'aris Misyadim Geirus, where they just acted Jewish. And then you have the Rashba, the Ritva, at least in the first approach of the Rashba and the Ritva, and the Rambam, who indicate that there was some organization of Hadyotos that were Megari these people in a way that would be Kasher, at least B'diavad. So Rabbi Yaffin thinks that that machlokas, whether there was in fact a geirus and whether hadyotos were functioning in a formal Bez Din capacity, is a machlokas lishitasam. That's a machlokas as to what kind of a Bez Din do you need for geirus and what's the mechanism for a Bez Din for geirus. The Gemara tells us on Daf Membava Mebez, in the main geirus of Yip, that Amar Chivar Abraham Yochanan Ger Tzarech Gimel Mishpat Tzivei, right towards the bottom of the Yomit, that in order for a Geirus to be done you need a Bez Din of three, because we learn out from Mishpat. Just like by Dinei Mamonis you need a Bez Din of three, so too do you need a Bez Din of three for Geirus. Tosa writes over here, Diber Maskel Mishpat. Afilam and Amr in Sanhedrin, Vartor Chaynami Kasher. Right, the opening sugya in Sanhedrin, you have a Machlokas Amarayim. What's the baseline Dindaraisa as far as a Bezin for Mamonis? So, according to one day in Amarayim, Minat Torah, it's sufficient to have a single Dayan to be Dan Dine Mamonis. So, Tosa says, even if you assume like that, there you go. That by Dine Mamonis, Chai Nami Kasher, that by Dine Mamonis, all you need is one Dayan in a Torah. Right, that's the opinion of Achav Reid Ravik at the beginning of Sanhedrin. So even if you seem like that day in Amaram, but Geirus is more Chomer. Hacha Midamin, Lagdalus, the Chavalos, the Bina Shalosh, and Lukul Yamlo. But Geirus is more analogous to not just a simple Dine Mamonis, but the Gzalus, the Chavalos, where according to all the Amaram, according to everyone, you need a Bezdin of Gimel Min HaTorah. Then Tosas asks, "Vim Tomar va'anan hechim mekablin geirim habi'inan mumchin." So if that's the case, that this is analogous to Gzeilus v'chavolos, Gzeilus v'chavolos inin mumchin. So how are we ever megayir anyone absent mumchin? If we don't have mumchin, is minus that. The Yeshlomer the shlichusayu avdinan. So Tosas introduces the concept of shlichusayu for geirus that are batei din that deal in gear, are working with the authorization of Shichusayu, that they are the implicit shluchim of the original Batei Din HaMumchim, and therefore authorized to do gear. Just like there's a notion of Shiloh Tinal Delos Bifnei Lovin, there's a parallel notion of Shiloh Tinal Delos Bifnei Gerim, and we have a communal consideration that we don't want to totally remove ourselves from the possibility of being Megari people, And therefore, without the mechanism of Shlichus Hayim, we'd have nowhere to go. We wouldn't be able to megayer anyone. And that's why we are empowered to be Shlichus Hayim to do geiris. That's the position of Tosos here. Tosos in Kedushin, Da Sanach Beis, quotes to say, and then he quotes an additional opinion of the Rebbeinu Nesanel, that no, you don't need mumchen for geiris at all. Based on the pasuk of the Doros Eichem tells you that you can be megayer people throughout history, and that tells you you don't need mumchen at all. As the Rashi explains here on Daf Nun Vav, that within that day of the Rebbeinu Nesanel, the reason that you don't need mumchen, and the reason that we're reluctant to say that Bezin for Geirus operates through Shlichus Hayim, is the lekala meimer nami the anan shlichusayu kavdinan kedavina begitim the kedushin b'mamon the shani hasan the chalde mekadesh is aite derubanu mekadesh. So when it comes to getim the kedushin, so we can invoke a notion of shlichusayu for kvi begitim where we operate through shlichusayu, because there the whole notion of getim the kedushin operates through chalde mekadesh the aite derubanu mekadesh, and therefore as a tosav that we can operate through shlichusayu. Similarly, when it comes to Dinei Mamon is ultimately subject to the details of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. And since we have the authority of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, so then we can operate within a world of Mamonis through a concept of Shlichus Hayim. But that doesn't exist by Geirus. Here we're talking about being a Matir or changing someone's personal status. We're talking about being Matir, a guy who is otherwise Aser L'Kahal, to be master such a person to Lakal, to be master such a person Bas Yisrael, to create a status of Das Moshe Bihudis. So that we don't have the authorization to do Fishi Chosayu. So it must be that there's no notion, there's no requirement of Shichosayu, it's all based on the Dera Sechem, that we're all authorized to do Geiris, and there's never a requirement of Mumchim for Gir. Okay. There is a parenthetically possible compromise position to accept Tosus's position that you need Shlichus Hayim, and yet to account for the Rashba's problems. The Nesivos in the beginning of Chosha Mishpat suggests that Shlichus Hayim is a Doraisa concept that works min haTorah, but Nimsar HaKoach L'Chachamim to define in what situations we invoke Shlichus Hayim. So through Shlichus Hayim, we could create a d'oraisa reality such that we're giving someone a status where it's kedusha of kedusha min haTorah, gerusha of gerusha min haTorah. His personal status is all recognized min haTorah, because broadly speaking, Shlichus Hayim is a d'oraisa concept, but its application is left over to the chachamim to define in terms of specific parameters. Okay. But anyways, as a machlokas, among the Bali Tosos, the majority opinion of Bali Tosos is like our Tosos here in Yevamos, that Geirus operates through Shlichus Hayim, and then you have the position of Beinu Nesanel, which is also the position of the Chachmei Svar, the Rashba, the Ritva, that you don't need to come out to Shlichus Hayim, that the Doros Echem gives you authorization to do Geir with Doros. So Rabbi Yaffin points out, and we'll see this is actually borne out by some other achronim, not coming from our sugya, but dealing with other nafkamina, that may be the nekuda samachlokas here between Tosos and the Chachmei Svar, and possibly the Rambam. The Tosos in Yevamos is the Shita Sam, that Geirus operates through Shlichus Hayim. Geirus operates through Shlichus Hayim, that's only a reality that exists in a period of history where there are no mumchim. So in the time of David Shlomo Melech, there were mumchim, and therefore the whole notion of Bezdin Shel Idyotos doesn't get off the ground. The Bezdin Shel Idyotos could not have done Gir, because Gir was the sole purview of the official mumchim. So if you hold of the Shlichus Hayim concept, so then you can't suggest that there's such a thing as Idyotos. You have no choice but to say that the Geirus was the Rabbim Mei Amei Haaretz Misyadim type, a pseudo but non halachic sociological gears. Whereas, if you have the broad authorization of the Doros Eichem, so then you never need Mufim, And then you could entertain the possibility of the Beth and Shelet Yotos, even in the early period of David Shlomo, taking care of here. That same hashlacha is presented in contemporary context in a couple ways. There's a tshuva of a Rav Pesach Frank, the Har Tzvi, Yardeis and Reish Zayin, in which he deals with whether a gevurah would be effective in a situation or a community in which there is a takana sakal not to do gevurah. So he's dealing with the famous Argentinian takana of the 1920s, where the Rabbanim in Argentina decided that they're going to make a communal policy, that they're not going to do gevurah at all. If someone really wants to be a guy, they'll send them to Eretz Yisrael and they'll have them taken care of in Eretz Yisrael, but things are getting too messy on the ground. They want to stay away from Geirus. And that Takana had the Askama of Rav Kook and other Gedolim of the time. So the Rav Pesach Frank raises a question. Let's say you had a Beis Din Shel Hadyotos, a non-official ad hoc Beis Din convened in Argentina to be Megayer someone. So would that have the status of Bidiyavet Kulam Geirim Heim Lachar Maisa or not? So if you say that the whole mechanism of the Megari people with Manasseh through Shichasayu, then one could argue that you can only really invoke Shichasayu if these people are the representatives of the Ratzon of the local Bezdin of the communal authority. But if the communal authority and there's a Takana Sakal not to gear and people do it on their own, so maybe it would be more difficult to argue that that's functioning through Shichasayu if it's against the Ratzon Hakal. Whereas if it's not based on Shichasayu, just a broader Dorosekan, so that's this Rambam that you could even have a Beis Din Shel Hadyotos doing a gear that would be chal b'di'evet. The Or Sameach on this Rambam discusses a similar issue in terms of someone who's stam megayir l'shem ishus, right? That's the Gemara in Daf Kuf Dalet, someone who's megayir for ulterior motivation. So ultimately, if there's a proper gear with the proper procedure and acceptance of mitzvah, so that's kulam gerim heim. But the Or Sameach raises the possibility within this Rambam that if you're operating through Shichasayu, so maybe Hedyotas would not be authorized to do a gear even b'di'evet. That if the whole authorization to do gears of Shichasayu, so you can't be megayir someone against the lechachil halacha. If you're not working with Shichasayu, so then you can have you can talk about kulam gerim heim b'di'evet, that lichafila we wouldn't allow for such a geiras, but if it was already done, so lachar ma'isa that's kasher b'di'evet. But if the mechanism for geiras through Shichasayu says you're also meyach, so how could you entertain that? If you're the shluchim of Beis Din, but you can't have Beis Din. You're the shluchim of the original Beis Din, but you can't have the original Beis Din appoint you to do something which is against halacha. Halacha doesn't countenance this kind of a gear lechachila, so you can't say you're the shluchim of Beis Din to do that geiras. So maybe in that situation it wouldn't be good even b'di'evet. Rav Kook,
That means the Ritva, at least in terms of the of giur of l'shem ish or isha. Ritva explains that really, in that Gemara, the reason why it works is because we assume that he had the
proper...
Right, so at the end of the day, he has
true.
The right kavanas, so...
But the argument here, that's true. Agav and Sayu Gamer V'Kibel tells you that bottom line, even if the initial impetus was for ulterior motivation, because of the communal pressure involved and the expectations of being a proper observant Jew, then you're going to accept all that and be a proper observant Jew, good. But nevertheless, so that's an explanation of how cool and gay. But that's not an authorization to do lechachila.
I mean,
so the argument of the Or Sameach is that through Shichasayu, we can't necessarily authorize the Beis Din. We can't say that an action of the Beis Din is not done in lechachila fashion is necessarily kosher. That's the Or Sameach's argument. Rav Kook makes a similar point in the same context. In Das Kohen Simon Kufman Beis, he writes, Upashut, Yerak Gerim, Sherim, Makabli, and Mitzvos, Kedas, havek yichisar and kiss im lo yiskablu. Aval lo elu agruim shehem omdim ibachus ve'ein behem shum mitzvah kitikuna ve'ein am misarvim yisrael klal miyemer davdina bazeh shlichusa de kamai uvshit elavim osa shchicha v'kavacham elavim yichisar and kiss. The chisar and kiss is a situation which would say shechusai. So he's talking about a case where you're actually now mekabel mitzvahs, and then there's an even stronger argument that you can't say shechusai. Okay. Rav Moshe points out that even though the Or Sameach, Rav Moshe in a piece in Dibros Moshe here in the Sugis Simulame and Yavamas, that even though he writes, even though the Or Sameach's argument is somewhat compelling in terms of Shlich Lesayu not being able to be Megayer people L'shem Ishes in a way that would be Kasher even the Eved, but Lamais the post can never assume that way. For whatever reasons, be they halachic or meta halachic, so he thinks that the Or Sameach point is a good one, but Lamaisa, the reality as we know, is that that we don't attack that. But taking that Shlich Lesayu point a step further, Moshe Shtermach has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Tav Reish Yud Tav Reish Yud Aleph and Chelek Dalet Siman Reish Lamed, in which he quotes the Or Sameach, and he says that along the lines of the Or Sameach, we're taking it a step further. If you have a bezin that has a uneven track record, and sometimes there'll be Megayer people without a proper level of Kabbalah Samissas, and sometimes there'll be Megayer people with a proper level of Kabbalah Samissas, but the fact that the bezin is willing to engage in a gear that we would view as halachically invalid across the board indicates that their status in kashrus is somewhat compromised, and it's difficult to refer to such people, such a bezdin, as operating through shlichus hayu. So he comes up with the chiddush halacha that if you have such a bezdin that sometimes is megayer people, which what we'll call in a substandard fashion. Then even if that bezdin is also megayer people properly, whether you do have the requisite kabbalas and mitzvahs and everything seems in order, even that gear of the person with the proper kabbalas and mitzvahs is an invalid gear because the bezdin is not properly authorized, because they've indicated that they themselves aren't following the ratzon of chazal. Okay. To come back to the other point of the Rambam, just to clarify the intent. Again, so the Rambam presented that these people were Megayer Meidav Shlomo, and in fact, Lalacha, any Bezdin Ladoros that are Megayer people under such circumstances, other Bezdin Shel Hedyotos. So they were Choshin Lehem Lodochin Osam Acher Shetavlu. And then again, Alachi Yudzayin, Choshin Lo Ashi Isbar Sikuso. And then the next line I should read before, the Filu Chazer V'Avad of Odozara, even if such a person then regresses to a state of worshiping of Odozara, Harehu Ki Yisrael Meshumar, Shekidusha of Kidushin. And even if this person who was Megayer Bebezin Shel Hedyotos then subsequently reverts to an idolatrous lifestyle, he's considered to be a Ger Bnei Yisrael Meshumad, and he's viewed as Yisrael L'chol Davar. L'fikach Kimu Shimu Shon B'Shlomo Nishoseyan Afa Pisha Nigla Sodan, even though the secret got out that they weren't really sincere, and they reverted back to their idolatrous practices, the gear was still good, b'di'evet. So what's this choshin achi yisbar sikusan? So there are different flavors of this, but the general approach articulated, for example, by Rav Moshe in Yerodea Chela Gimel Simin Kuf Ches, I think. Kuf Ches, I think it's Kuf Ches. and other achronim, is that in a situation in which someone is megayer here, where there was, actually before that, I'll take it a step back. So there's this, the famous machlokas, the Achiezer and the Dvar Avram, which isn't, if you read it carefully, such a broad machlokas. The Achiezer in Chelek Gimel, Simen Kavav through Kaches, is talking about the prudence of being megayer people in our day and age, in his day and age, and relevant to our day and age in the post-emancipation, early 20th century in Europe, where the barriers towards intermarriage broke down. So he talks about the prudence of being megayer someone where there is an ulterior motivation of marrying a Jewish partner, but where we have a reasonable assumption that the person is ultimately going to be mekabel mitzvos appropriately. So as you mentioned, you have the Ritva there that everyone quotes, the Ritva in Sugya of Kaftalid, that Agav Unse Gamar Zekibel, that if you have a ger, be megayer under these circumstances, even though the initial motivation is ulterior, but because they want to live in a Jewish society, an observant Jewish society, so they're going to bite the bullet and become full, proper, sincere, observant Jews. The point of contention between that Achiezer and the Dvar Avraham in his tshuva, which is
where is
the
Jew in Achiezer?
Achiezer is Chelek Gimel. The main one is Simen Kavav, but he continues in Simen Kavzayin and Simen Kavches. And the Dvar Avraham is in Simen Kavches as well, in the Dvar Avraham. So the major point of the contention there is how do you view Dvarim Shebelev in such a context? Meaning everyone would agree if a person comes and indicates explicitly that they have no intention of being mekabel mitzvos, and they're just going through some pro forma act of geirus because they want to marry a Jewish partner, so clearly that's nothing. And everyone would agree as well that if a person is mekabel mitzvos properly and keeps mitzvos properly, then that's a good geirus, at least in the kulam geirim heim spirit. The issue of contention is what do you do bistam if a person comes to Beis Din where you know that there's an initial ulterior motivation, but you don't do the necessary research to determine how sincerely motivated this person is and how strong their commitment is going to be. They'll come to Beis Din, they'll go through the acts of Geirus, they will verbally commit to living a lifestyle of Torah mitzvos, but we don't know enough outside information to determine how sincere that commitment is. So there, the Achiezer is more liberal, if you will, to assume that we'll take the person at face value because of this notion of Agav Unse Gamar V'Kibel, and we're not concerned about the potential of Dvarim Shebelev. Whereas the Dvar Avraham argues that, yeah, that whole notion of Agav Unse Gamar V'Kibel was relevant at a certain point in history. In the time of Shlomo HaMelech, if you wanted to be Jewish, so being Jewish meant being observant. And if someone had the ulterior motivation of joining the Jewish people for whatever reason, but they would never have been accepted as a full-fledged Jew if they didn't commit to life of Torah Mitzvos. Mash'enkin is manazeh, where society has devolved to such a point where a person may want to be considered Jewish, but he's not going to be thrown out of society just because he's not living as an observant Jew. So the Dvar Avraham argues that notion of Agav Unse Gamar V'Kibel is less relevant b'zman hazeh, and therefore you have to be more concerned about Dvarim Shebelev in such a situation if it rises to the level of Dvarim Shebelev and Lipu Kol Adam, where if you have the presumption is that most people who come in such a situation are not sincere, and you have to prove to yourself that they are in fact sincere and committed and will be committed in order to proceed with such a geirus. But in light of that, that is how many Akronim understand the Rambam here. Rav Moshe, for example, in that tshuva I referenced earlier, basically has the idea that Ashit Bar Sikusan is that we still need to determine that after the fact, but immediately after the fact, they actually lived up to their commitment. Dahainu, that if a person is a Megayer and says Bepeh, that they are properly Mekabel Mitzvos, and then leaves the mikvah and goes and has a conversion party at McDonald's and is Mechal Shabbos the next Shabbos, so that's a clear indication that their whole verbal Kabbalah was merely Milifnim and there was no Geirus at all. So that's the Achis Bar Tzidkusan. As opposed to, Moshe doesn't define the exact amount of time, if I recall, but he says a short amount of time. If a person is properly Mekabel Mitzvos and is properly living and observing lifestyle in the aftermath of the gear, and sometime later there's a histardarus, so then that doesn't affect the validity of the gear. That's of the gear. That's the Yisrael mumer, and that's what Rav Herzog has a diuk in a lengthy tshuva printed, which I would never have found on my own. But there's this nice article in one of the Shaladim Hamayans from I think 2009. Article by Rabbi Brawley, I don't know who that is. Okay, that's not one of the Rebbeim. So in which he calls some Marmar Kohen from this topic, and he found this slice, this lengthy Jew of Herzog, which was reprinted in a Kovitz Yitoren called Maskeret, which I found on Osara Chachma. So there he has Diuk, that notice the Rambam says the filu chazar the avod avodah zarah. So chazar implies that he returned after being in a certain point before that. He was megayer. He was not an avod avodah zarah. He was living a observant monotheistic lifestyle. And then sometime later he regressed. Chazar the avod avodah zarah. So there he's kisrael meshumad, and those were nishay shimshon v'shlomo. But if you have someone who left the mikveh and then went to Baal Peor the next day, or Zorik Evan Margolis the next day, Margolis, then that's nothing. So that's what the Rambam means, perhaps. The Choshen Lehem Ledochen Osan is that we just need to give it enough time to make sure that the commitment that they presented at the Geirus was followed through, at least initially after the gear. And in such a situation, then a gear done by Bez and Shele Yotos is kosher. As opposed to, if they leave the mikvah and go run to McDonald's in the base of Odeh Zarah, etc., then that geirus is nothing. And there you don't say, kulam geirim. Hey. Yeah?
Is that a reading into the Rambam?
I'm sorry?
Because the Rambam doesn't make it seem like he would think it's totally in the Rambam Shele at all.
No, it's not totally in the Rambam Shibalev, but it's totally in the action. Meaning that Kabbalah,
the Rambam doesn't say anything about Kabbalah.
The Rambam doesn't say anything that is correct. The act of Geirus. Well, you're saying the Rambam never says anything about Kabbalah. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
The Rambam never says anything about the Rambam talks about Hadah. Good. So 90% of Achronim assume that the Rambam doesn't say anything about Kabbalah, or the way the Rav presented it, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Kabbalah. There's a Bach who doesn't say it this way, but definitely everyone else says, one form of another, because Kabbalah is a sine qua non for Geirus. You don't, that's Pashit. These are the formal steps. Kabbalah is the broadest stroke of what's behind Geirus. To read you from, and that's a whole other shiur that wasn't on the agenda today.
Sure.
But since you brought it up,
you want to stop on these lashon sidikon
over here. Go ahead here. Yeah, here we go. From Kol Dodi Dofek, page 99 in the footnote. And then if you want further exposition on this, you can go to the BCBM website and listen to the Rav address at the 1975 Rabbinic Alumni Convention. That was the address with the beginning, the famous Hakdama in which he attacked Rabbi Rachman. But that was just the introduction. The rest of the shiur, the next hour and a half, is about Geirus and Chalal Zemitzos, which is a beautiful shiur, and the sound quality is pretty good. Hishtaychus Kabbalos Ol Mitzvos L'Tfila HaMechadeshes of Chalos HaGeirus Hikimaz Avar Pashit Kimuvur B'Sigya Yivam Estafsa Zamat Zayim Kwas Other Marmakomos Ayim Ram Per Gigil Yisir B'ya Halachi Yitzayim Geirus L'Bak Arachim Avo Shalom Yidiyu HaMitzvos V'Onsha N'mal V'Tobof N'Gim L'Yot T'Zareiz HaGeir Mipi Abba Mari Shamati Pam Ki Ram M'Lotus Kavim Lomar Shagirus and Isgayir Amanas Shalo L'Kayim HaMitzvos Areyu Geir Davar kaze yikakeya is called inyan shal geirus in kedushas Yisrael. Hamitzmasa b'chavaseinu l'kayim es mitzvos shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shitas Rambam hi ki ein kabbalas mitzvos mehave meula miyuchedes b'geirus hazkuka lebezdin kmo tefila ki ein ela kav ofyani b'maisa hageirus shetiskayim l'shein kiyim hamitzvos. Lachain im yodim anu shagir mucham akabu b'tzilasa ol tor mitzvos ach v'shavoya maisa miyucha shalashmos ha-mitzvos efkem ager ha-tzvila mu'ila kevan shagir miskavi l'chayos chayim kidoshim sh'yisro akashu. Okay, and as the Rav said in the shir, if there's no kabbalas ha-mitzvos, why is he going to the mikveh? Is it a hot day and he wants to go for a swim or something like that? Okay. I have to go, but just to conclude, we quoted Rav Moshe Wilson at the beginning, so in that same piece in which he quoted this Tiferes Shlomo, about Rav Yimei and Meir Esnes Yadim, he says that once Rav Isser Zalman asked Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld why he goes to the mikveh so often. And the response was, so if a person who's not Jewish goes to the mikveh to become Jewish, so how much more so a person who's Jewish should be mischazek by going to the mikveh to become more Jewish, or whatever the term is. So that's the notion of Rabbi Meir Haaretz Nesiyadim according to the other pshat. The Amoratim became more frum, so Purim should be a mechai for us, that wherever we are should take us one level higher.
On the
shots.